relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
What comes after 52? I do believe we can do the math. 53! 1 year and one episode. Episode 53 of the Battle for 1600 with me, Sebastian Gorka, host of America First, and my good friend, former White House colleague, former strategic advisor to the Trump campaign, the Baron Boris Epstein. Welcome back to episode... Wait, where's the beard?
That's it. Listen, here's the deal. My parents came in. They said,
and they said, "Who's that? Who's that?"
They said, "You look like a Unabomber." Okay, it's gotta go. This thing's gotta go.
No, was it? Who was it first? Was it your mom or your dad who said "Ixnay" on the beard?
My mom was like, "Oh, it's kind of okay," and my dad was like, "Well, let's go." But I could tell. I could just tell that it was my facial hair was causing family tension, and you know, I have no need for any of that, right? So I took the chopper to it. And, you know, the beard, it was same with you, right? It grows in. It was like a nice three, four weeker. So, and I do electric, right? So I had to flip on the clipper, clip it off, and then go over it. It was a whole process.
Why did you do that without us getting a shaving sponsor for the podcast? We could have had amazing footage. The Baron trying out his new amazing razor. Next time. Okay. First things first. I got to ask you, are you safe? Are you okay?
What do you mean?
Well, it's March 4th. I mean,
are the
QAnon hordes not around you? Are they not surrounding you? Because, you know, they said, I mean, there's still 6,000 National Guard in D.C. because the hordes, the bison men are coming. QAnon said so.
How many showed up? How many showed up?
Well, I think it's a very round number. I think the roundest number.
The roundest of all the numbers.
The roundest of all numbers. It's zero. But this is absurd. So today, the original inauguration day, March 4th, was meant to be the day where Donald Trump comes back and takes over control and QAnon and blah, 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 this. Nothing. Zip. Squanzoli. Nancy Pelosi canceled. Canceled Congress today. Why do you have the fences and the National Guard? Why are you canceling if you've got the security? And just today, latest news, I've got to share with you, Boris, today, with zero threat revealing itself, the police have requested, the Capitol Police, I think it's Capitol Metro, that the National Guard stay here for 2 more months, Boris.
Well, it's interesting, you know, the Capitol has a lot of... obviously Capitol Police, National Guard, but what they don't have is they don't have a president giving us a joint session. And as you remember, in February when you and I were at the White House, President Trump delivered a thundering speech to the joint session. For those of you at home, the first speech after the president is inaugurated is not called the State of the Union. The State of the Union are the subsequent ones. The first is called an address
joint session.
Joint session. And I was actually, an unbelievable experience. I got to be in the chamber.
What?
When President Trump delivered it. Yeah, I was there.
Wow. I got, my role was, a little bit of insight. Shall we tell some stories? Let's tell some stories. That was a clip from our latest episode of our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600. If you want all the details, go and subscribe to the Battle for 1600, the only place you can get all the details from me and the Baron.